trip, how pleased are you with this effort tonight from the first to the final whistle?
That was a solid game. I love the fact that, you know, I thought we had a pretty good first and then they get a late one. And then, you know, I thought we dominated the second period. Not dominated, but it was a real solid period. And they get another one to kind of tie it up. And the guys didn't put their heads down or, you know, feel sorry for themselves. We just dug in and, you know, played a real solid game.
Svechnikov scores the lacrosse goal again, and he says he got lucky, but what's the thing when you watch him do that at that speed and able to pull off that move?
Well, we've seen it, you know. You guys saw it the first time, a month ago, but we've been seeing it for a year and a half in practice, and it's just a matter of time before he pulled it off. So it's not lucky when you practice something over and over. That's not luck.
Does he have the green light to do that all the time? He says he's going to try it again.
Well, I mean, you got to be careful, obviously, but he's got the green light to do, you know, pretty much anything in the offensive zone when he has the puck, and that's, you know, you love to see that. Obviously, it's a huge goal at the time. He's a special player.
For Jordan Staal to get rewarded the way he's played and then get two goals in any game, right, what does that do for the captain?
Well, you hope it builds his confidence. I mean, he's played so hard all year. Just hasn't, you know, been fortunate, hasn't got zero bounces. And even tonight at the start, he had about three or four, and, you know, and then all of a sudden he gets a couple. So hopefully, you know, it gets him on a roll.
Rod, at one time, people deeply entrenched in hockey culture, some people used to get offended that a guy would even try the lacrosse move like that. What does it say about the way the league is changing that not only is he pulling that off, but it's becoming a viable move?
Right. Well, I think the game's changed. Everyone's looking for the talent and the skill, and we're promoting it, right? I think as the coaches are promoting it, you know, and the players are coming up with it in their bag. Like, it's not something that they're just, you know, starting out with. They're right from young kids on. It's the game's changed and for the better, right? We want to see stuff like that, I think. I mean, I love it, so it's fun.
What do you think of David Turbine's best?
Well, there's another guy who doesn't get a lot of credit, you know, kind of the under-the-radar guy, but, you know, one of the higher-end skill players in the league. And we get to see him, so we're spoiled, but he makes those plays, like, you know, regularly, and he sees the ice so well. Again, that was another big goal.
Peter's performance tonight, it could get overlooked, but how important was he?
Well, he was good early, and, you know, I especially on that first power play, they had a couple, you know, good looks, and, you know, he held the fort down for us, and that's what we need. Our goaltending has been, you know, super solid here lately.
3-0-1 through Canada. Take any extra meaning out of that?
Well, it does, because, you know, it's we knew it was going to be a tough road trip. And it just kind of kept building. It felt like it was going to get tougher and tougher. And, you know, tonight was, you know, I think we're going to be one of our toughest games. You know, obviously Winnipeg's got all that talent and they've been on fire. And now we're going into Colorado next. Like, it doesn't get any easier, but, you know, I like the way the guys have played all this trip.